This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
Have you ever had to redo your school picture?
So Carter, my 9-year-old son, gets to ask one question a week on the radio, and he's very self-conscious about school pictures right now, and here's why.
Mom, I got my school pictures today.
Are they gorgeous?
They're ugly as heck.
I doubt they're ugly. Why are you going to redo it? What's wrong with them?
My eyes!
What's wrong with your eyes?
One eye's like right here, and one eye's like right here.
Is it like bad Photoshop, or were you just looking all wonky, all murr?
Bad Photoshop, the printing process.
He's going to blame the printing process on it. I've seen the school pictures. I posted it in the video. I don't think they're bad. He's my cart man. He couldn't take a bad picture if he tried.
So he's been overly sensitive.
But he is. He's at that age now where he's going to find those imperfections in his pictures. And so he's like, oh, tomorrow's, you know, makeup day. I have to redo my pictures. So that's what he wants to know for Carter's question. Have you ever had to redo your school pictures? My first question for you guys, though, is do you guys do school pictures in Australia?
We did do school pictures in Australia. And mine were always terrible. And my parents always asked me if I want to redo them, and I just said no because I didn't care enough. It's true, I wasn't that sensitive about it. And to be honest, I don't look good in photos. Like, I look better in real life than I do in photos, and I have from a kid.
Way to be humble.
No, that's... You confuse me now. All right, yeah, I'm better looking in person. Okay. Did you?
I'm trying to think. I don't think doing school pictures, I ever redid them. Although I probably should have, because some of the outfits that my parents put me in, questionable. Still not very excited about some of those, especially like middle school pictures. Like, they were not good.
But let me ask you, if you want to get them redone, do you have to pay for them again?
No, it's just a whole redo process. So Carter's question of the day. Have you ever had to redo your school pictures? You can call or text us 888-431-3764.
Kelly's son Carter hates his school photos.
I don't think they're that bad.
They're not bad at all.
He's 9 years old. He's at that age where he's a little self-conscious about everything. And he looks at the pictures and he's like, Mom, look at my eyes. Like, not even.
He's a stud. He's been overly sensitive. But his question for Carter's question, have you ever got your photos redone?
Okay, yeah, because tomorrow's going to, or actually I think it's today, is makeup day. I should know that.
There's a makeup day. I didn't even know that.
So that he's ready for it. Yeah, where you can go redo your picture if you don't like it or if you miss that day. 951 says, I had to redo my pictures because I had a black eye from football. Yeah.
That reminds me of me in high school. 951, yes all the time because my mum never ended up liking the outfit that she dressed me in.
There is a little stress to that, trying to figure out what are they going to wear. Or you could be like the 909 here says, I had to redo my pictures because my mom forgot that it was picture day. One of those days where you just roll out of bed, you go, you're like, okay, let's see what happens.
So is he doing the photo again?
Yeah, he's going to redo his pictures.
And you're going to dress him exactly the same and everything? You're going to change it up a little bit?
I told him, I said, you can change your outfit if you want. You can wear the same thing. I'm never there in the morning, so I don't know what they wear to school. I did hang up the shirt that he wore originally, and then I gave him a flannel, too, and I was like, you can pick what you want.
Oh, so you're pretty relaxed. You're not a helicopter parent when it comes to that.
I am about other things, but not this one. 951 says, I didn't even know that redo pictures were a thing. I thought makeup day were for the people who weren't there, so they didn't have a blank page in the yearbook, but I always loved doing picture day and then 6 weeks later getting the photos and your parents being surprised as to what actually happened. 100%. We took pictures forever ago. So now to do makeup pictures, it was a little bit of a surprise getting them because you never know what you're going to get with kids.
Yeah, I can't even really remember mine. I just remember my parents always upset with the way I behaved in them. So
we practiced smiling before picture day.
You practiced it?
Yes. Let me see your smile. Okay, too much teeth. Okay, relax just a little bit. Look natural.
Oh, my gosh.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.